If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake.
Adam Lapp!
Yes, boys and girls, cats and dogs, men, women, and anything or anybody else, that is I, Adam Lapp. Don't have to make me a cake. It's actually Scott Spears. He loves fruitcake. As the Christmas season approaches, be sure to bring Scott one of your favorite fruitcakes, homemade or from your favorite grocery establishment. He will certainly be eternally grateful. But here we don't really make cakes. We make great radio with interesting, quirky, surprising, and, of course, somewhat controversial conversation. This edition, which we will replay a few times due to the fact that it's going to be outstanding, bigly, and fantastulabulous, as I would say, we call it Mid-Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. We also might call it the Adam the Computer Guy Show, live from the A&P. Adam for the A and Patrick Maruniak, my occasional microphone mate, brother in broadcasting, and most importantly, partner in crime, former member of the WNCI Morning Zoo. Have the privilege and the pleasure, or maybe the displeasure, depending, upon having him share the studio as we broadcast this broadcasting extravaganza, talking about anything and everything. One thing about radio and Patrick and myself get together, you never quite know what we will be talking about. Will we be talking about some previous life experiences, like Patrick's brush with celebrities from a few weeks ago? Will we talk about politics, or maybe just take a look at some current headlines and decipher them, delineate them, and make a wisecrack or two? Let's see if the intern has properly duct-taped all of the connections and plugged A into B. So, Patrick, as you share the studio in the adjoining microphone, how has life been treating you?
Okay, so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Are you like a lot of people where fall is kind of your favorite time of the year? The weather is still good. Early fall is notoriously dry, as it's been quite dry, if not near drought conditions here in Central and Mid-Ohio. Days in the 60s and 70s. Nights are a little bit cool. We're losing daylight rapidly, and we can very quickly count down to the holiday season. Are you kind of a fall person, or do you prefer a different season?
I like fall. I like this weather, but I prefer the summer because I like swimming.
You like to swim,
yes.
And you're a summer person. Well, that's good. Of course, you went to Louisiana to visit your one of your favorite celebrities, John Schneider, earlier. And, you know, Louisiana, hurricanes are kind of a big thing over there this time of the year, but it's pretty much summer there 24/7. 12 months out of the year, but I think we talked before, you kind of like the four-season climate that we have in Ohio. If it was summer all year round, it'd be kind of boring.
Maybe.
Okay, you wouldn't mind having a 12-month-a-year summer, right?
No.
Okay, well, little variety never hurts, and, you know, global warming seems like we're getting a little bit warmer every winter. You know, the global warming certainly is a controversial topic. Of course, speaking of controversies and topics, the presidential election is coming up very, very soon. Certainly a major election, as we have two very different candidates, a professional politician in Joe Biden, and we have someone who was never in politics professionally before, completing his first of possibly two terms, or maybe just one term, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Of course, the debate was very entertaining. That's where Joe Biden said, "Will you shut up, man?" And he called Donald Trump a clown. Now, in all of your years, Patrick, did you think you would ever hear a presidential candidate, a former vice president, call the current president a clown?
No.
But Donald Trump is different, isn't he? He's not.
Yes.
Unlike any other president we've ever had, he really is something else. And he's a very divisive figure. You know, with me, I see good and bad with the guy. Certainly, he could act more professional. He acts like a second grader sometimes, but he does tell it like it is. And a lot of these politicians, they are masters of evading questions. And we talked about Jim Jordan. He's a master at that. Well, maybe he's not a master, but he certainly is an aficionado. Never really wants to answer a question, especially if it could be incriminating. But Donald Trump, you know, hear the guy. He's rough around the edges. He's about a bit of a potty mouth. He's not very articulate. What you hear is what you're going to get from the guy, but we elect a reality show host, and What do you expect? That's what you get for the president. Now, one thing about reality shows, Patrick, is you certainly enjoy watching them, if I'm not mistaken, especially the HGTV shows on Home Improvement, the American Idol type shows, the singing competitions.
Actually, I don't like the singing competition shows.
But you like the Home Improvement shows, right?
Yes, and I like Big Brother.
Okay, so you do like some of the shows, but not all of them. Now, as someone who watches reality shows, you're seeing this reality show host and businessman as president. Does this kind of maybe teach everybody a lesson that maybe being a reality show host is not a gateway into politics or the presidency? Or is Donald Trump, you think, different, and maybe someone else who has been a reality show host might make a good president? Any thoughts on that one?
I don't think Donald Trump should have been president.
So,
I don't think they should have reality show. I think that should be separate from a reality show host.
So you think Donald Trump would have been better served as remaining the host of The Apprentice?
Yes.
That's the show he was on, right? And not aspiring for the White House. Did you watch The Apprentice? Was that one of your favorite shows or not?
No, I watched a little bit of it. I never watched the whole season.
So it wasn't one of your favorites, but you do like some of these shows. And am I right in that the Home Improvement shows are some of your favorites?
Yes.
Have you used those tips in the place that you live in on the east side of Columbus? You got a pretty nice condo there. Have you used any of the tips to beautify your home or your garden?
No.
But you have any friends that have done it, or do you just kind of watch for the entertainment value?
I think I watch for the entertainment value.
But do you think people actually use those tips? Do they oversimplify how easy some of these projects are, or do you think they are kind of realistic?
I think they may be realistic, but I think sometimes they might over-dramatize a little bit.
It's kind of like the court shows, right? You know, Judge Judy is basically real, but they over-dramatize. And just like with the Springer show and the Maury show, the producers encourage people to just have at it. Spill their guts and exaggerate a little bit just for entertainment value. Because otherwise it's kind of boring and it's kind of bland. And so in entertainment, you want to be sure that it's as exciting as possible. So, as we've talked about, Patrick, you're not a fan of Donald Trump, right?
Correct. Right.
And we've talked about, I wish he would act more, not at his age, not his shoe size. Even his biggest supporters would agree. He doesn't present himself in a manner that's presidential. Sometimes he acts like he's 74 months instead of 74 years. Right. But, again, the policies, that's one thing where there are policies of his that I like. And I like that he is—he loves his country. He may have a weird way of showing it, but he is in favor of Wall Street and Main Street, not big business and small business, as I see it. He is strict on immigration. His cabinet appointments, some of them are a bit of a conflict of interest, but he does run the country like a CEO of a company. Maybe we need that. Maybe we don't. I think we would agree that Donald Trump needs to conduct himself in a more presidential manner.
Correct. Yes.
More mature. And it's okay that I don't even care that he's foul-mouthed at times, that he does kind of act like a crying school kid. But there are ways of being that way. And I think Nixon was a good example, where you can say what's on your mind, but do so in a way that shows you are a leader. You're someone for people of all ages and all political affiliations to look up to. And I've asked the same question, Patrick, of Ron Fineman, as has Scott. You're Patrick. Once again, Patrick Maruniak, formerly of the WNCI Morning Zoo, an occasional show host here at the station, is my guest for Mid-Morning Coffee Break and the Adam the Computer Guy show at the ANP. So anyway, Patrick, same question that I and Scott have asked Dr. Fineman. Is there, other than his beautiful wife, because we all like Melania, is there anything about Donald Trump that you like, or at least you think is a favorable quality?
No.
So nothing at all about him that you like? Not one thing?
No.
Do you think Melania is pretty like I do? Or some people have said she's not even pretty, but I think she's breathtaking. But what's your assessment of her, at least from a look standpoint?
No.
You don't even think Melania's pretty?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine. I was just kind of wondering. But so what's interesting about it, Patrick, is although you don't like Donald Trump, we explain, you agree with him on masks and myself that you don't think they should be required. You question how effective they are. And in general, you just kind of wish people could make their own decisions. Correct. So maybe in that way, you do agree. Maybe not the way that he says it, but at least you have the same philosophy that he does. So we talked earlier, you've had a couple experiences where it seemed like there was inconsistency in the mask wearing. Is that people were wearing masks, you know, when they're driving, walking down the road. And sometimes depends what day you go into a business, whether or not it's been enforced. Do you have a crazy mask story to tell us? Maybe an incident where somebody wore a mask and it was kind of ridiculous. We've seen pictures where people are playing musical instruments by cutting a hole in the mask. You probably saw where some doctor, where I guess the CDC or Dr. Fauci or somebody said people should wear a mask when they're having sex. People shouldn't kiss, obviously, because you can't kiss if you're wearing a mask. So do you have a particular story, anything you witnessed on your own that you just thought was kind of ridiculous with respect to the masks? Something that just kind of shows how silly the whole thing has gotten?
Well, I was taking an Uber ride home from work one time where I used to work at. And the driver, I think it was either Uber or Lyft, I can't remember which one it was. The driver wouldn't let me get in the car unless I put my mask on. He asked me to put my mask on, and I was more than willing to put my mask on. But I was carrying a bag with stuff in it that I took for my lunch and something. It said, okay, can I put this stuff in your car first and I'll put my mask on? It's in my pocket. And no, he said I still have to put my mask on. Like he was like really being arrogant.
So Uber and Lyft are really cracking down on the mask situation. Did you eventually get the ride with the guy, or did he pretty much tell you to pick another method of transportation? What was the
Actually, I told him to go, and I'll get somebody else.
Okay, so and did you have to pay a cancellation fee? I know they charge that sometimes.
No, I don't think I did that time. I don't think they charged me.
So you pretty much you were proactive about it, but you were nice about it. You complained, let Uber know that the guy was not being reasonable, and you found a different driver.
Yes. And the other driver was way nicer.
Okay, well, that's good. It happens. I mean, people have good days and bad days, and the whole thing has kind of made the whole world paranoid. And you know how I feel. I'm anti-mask. If you don't feel safe going into a bar, restaurant, gym, whatever, don't go.
Right.
No one is forcing you. I know a lot of people in the hospitality industry who are on the unemployment line wishing they could work because they love their jobs. Most bartenders, they love their jobs. And bartending pays pretty well. You know, and it's really a job you can't do unless you love it anyway. And they're just crying on the inside, wishing they could go to work. And it's really a shame how everything's been devastated. It really is not it's a sad state of affairs. And let's hope that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But you know, the mask thing has really become a divisive issue. And I don't really see it getting any better. But, you know, life goes on. Best I can tell you.
Yep.
So we're talking with Patrick Maruniak, occasional co-host here on the radio station, The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial in Marion and WWGH1071.com on your computer, phone, or other listening device of the electronic persuasion. And we call this show Mid-Morning Coffee Break, and the Adam the Computer Guy program at the A&P. Patrick, Halloween is coming up, and you know, it's on Saturday. We were talking about this earlier. The end of October, early November, is going to be a very, very interesting time of the year. October 31st is a Saturday, coming up very soon. The 1st is November 1st, which is a Sunday, and daylight savings time will end at, I believe, 3 in the morning when it becomes, or 2 in the morning when it becomes 1 in the morning on late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And then a couple days, it's election day, November 3rd, a fairly early election day in 2020. So if you think things are crazy right now, they're only going to get crazier. Patrick, are you kind of excited about that, or do you think enough is enough? Let's get back to normal. Let's get back to our regular, boring lives.
I think we should go back to normal. I can't wait to get back to normal. We don't have to wear masks anymore or anything.
Of course, speaking of masks, Halloween is coming up. Granted, it seems like the entire year of 2020 has been one big Halloween. From an article in the Huffington Post, always a source of good news. Does the thought of celebrating Halloween in a pandemic seem pretty tricky. Though COVID-19 remains a serious concern, Huffington Post Weird News can still help you enjoy the holiday. So I've pulled up some weird Halloween costumes. Now, of course, some of these costumes are hardly weird by modern standards, as we've probably seen people go into a drinking establishment already dressed like this. The first one is this, it's called Sexy Plague Doctor. It's this attractive blonde female doctor with this enormous nose holding this stick with a bird at the end of it, wearing a black hat, carrying like an oil lantern, and wearing these fancy fishnet stockings. That would be a, I wish my doctor looked like that, because none of the doctors that I've ever been to do. Then we have Joe Exotic. It says, looking for a great way to Netflix and chill, the Tiger King outfit will surely attract someone who wants to monkey around. And we have the Leafy Superwoman costume. It's one heroine who isn't in the Marvel or DC cinematic universes, but this costume will still smoke out compliments from a certain percentage of the population. Essentially, it is a Wonder Woman kind of lady with green hair and drawings of marijuana leaves in her stockings, in her gloves, and in the female organ area of her chest.
Right.
So I kind of like that one. Yeah, I think this is my favorite. Of course, now we get to the sarcastic costumes. Obviously, there's going to be a costume that looks like President number 45. Has there ever been a Halloween when people didn't dress up like a former or current president of the United States of America? And this particular costume is kind of a blow-up of Donald Trump with his red lips, his yellow to orange eyebrows, and yellow to orange hair, grabbing another member of the species, Homo sapiens. I'm sure that will be a common one altogether. And let's look at this one. The cat owner, because you have a cat, right?
Well, my mom does.
What's your cat like? Is it a well-behaved cat, or is it one of those cats who just hates all people?
Oh, no, it's a well-behaved cat.
Because, you know, cats are one extreme or the other. Either they hate everybody, and they try to scratch you, they try to kill you, or they're really sweet, and they roll over, and they want you to pet them and tell them that they're cute, etc. So you have one of those friendly cats.
Yes, well, so if it doesn't know you, sometimes it might not come up to you right away if it doesn't know you. But once it gets to know you, it'll...
As I recall, when I've been to your house, your cat's been pretty friendly. And it's a she, right?
No, it's a he.
Okay, well, I figured a 50% chance, I guess. So, as I recall, he was pretty friendly. He didn't try to kill me or try to scratch me. He kind of came up to me, and I pet him and told him he was cute and picked him up a little bit. And he was kind of into me. So that's good. But you've seen these cats that hate everybody.
Yes.
I mean, they try to scratch you. They give you this mean look. Cats are kind of the opposite of dogs. If they wag their tail, it means they're mad. So they kind of try to swat you with their tail. But you got a friendly cat, and that's good. That brings me up to this costume here, the cat owner reversal costume. Now, this might be a good one for you, Patrick, because your cat kind of looks like the one in the picture. It's kind of a yellow, you know, yellow domestic cat. So you got this pretty girl here wearing this face, which kind of looks like a cat face with the cat ears and the eyes. And you got the cat wearing this mask helmet thing, which looks like a human head. So that might be kind of fun, where the cat owner is a reversal. So that might be a fun thing to have as we enter this Halloween. What I would say is, with people kind of cooped up, not really getting out and about like humans normally do, and with the whole year kind of seeming like Halloween, with Halloween being on a Saturday, I could see some of these costumes becoming commonplace and selling very well. But we shall see. You know, Halloween, it seems like in our lifetime, Patrick, that it's become more of an adult celebration than a kid's celebration. The trick-or-treat is almost like an afterthought, in that instead of kids dressing up in these cute outfits for school and for trick-or-treating, you got adults spending all this money on fancy costumes and makeup. So maybe the cat owner reversal costume, or the one where Donald Trump is grabbing this human being, might become common. You know, I used to live in Connecticut. Connecticut's not a very big state. Danbury is in western Connecticut. It's where the fair is held. Every time residents of Danbury, Connecticut, flush, and I'm not referring to a flush in the game of poker. I'm referring to flushing the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They will be sending their special deliveries to the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant. The city council recently voted 18-1 to rename the sewage plant after the comedian, who began a tongue-in-cheek battle with Dan Bury when he went on an expletive-filled rant against the city in the HBO program Last Week Tonight with John Oliver in August. How's that for karma? Mayor Mark Boughton, I think that's how it's pronounced, didn't waste any time responding on social media. He posted a video of himself at the sewage plant saying the city was going to rename it after Oliver. The mayor said, why? Because it's full of crap. Just like you, John. Can you say crap on the radio, Patrick?
I would think you're allowed
to. I'm sure at 97.9 you guys said things that were worse, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, if the FCC complains, I guess we'll find out. Right. But I think you can say that word. It's not that bad. Anyway.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying crap.
You know, if the mayor can say the word, why can't we? We've certainly heard Donald Trump say some words that you can't say on the radio.
Exactly.
So I think that that word is okay. Well, anyway, when the comedian John Oliver found out about the naming of the sewage plant, he was very happy. But he also went off against the city because the mayor later said he was just joking. Well, on his August 30th show, John Oliver offered to donate $55,000 to local charities if Dan Bury actually followed through with renaming the plant. So, you know, Patrick, you live in Whitehall, Ohio. If Whitehall, Ohio were to build a new sewage plant and they were to name it the Patrick Maruniak Sewage Treatment Facility, would you be insulted? Would you be flattered? Or what would your reaction be?
I don't know if I'd be insulted, but I'm not sure if I'd want a sewage plant named after me.
So you like the idea of your name being used for a city facility, but would you prefer like a park? Or the courthouse, or maybe something that wasn't quite as disgusting as a sewage plant?
Yes.
Okay, just asking. And you like the idea of your name, especially your name, because your last name is pretty unusual. People would certainly remember it if they can pronounce it. Well, I can pronounce it, but you know, some people probably can't. Personally, I'd like to see if Donald Trump could pronounce. You think Donald Trump could pronounce your last name?
No.
You know, English isn't really one of his better skills. So I kind of wonder, could he really, could he pronounce your name? Now, in addition to Halloween coming up, we have Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you folks celebrate. And we have gifts, people giving gifts for the holidays. And as Americans, we often like to be the relative or the friend that gives the best possible gift. Not surprisingly, presidential memorabilia is a popular gift item in 2020. And not surprisingly, being kind of the year when we're constantly in the twilight zone, unusual gag presidential memorabilia is also more common. I think one thing people will be getting would be fly swatters, because as you might have heard or you might have seen, there was a fly that sat on Vice President Mike Pence's white hair for a couple minutes during the debate between him and Kamala Harris. So maybe a fly swatter would be helpful in case you are going to a debate of your own. A Donald Trump gator statue says how you really feel more than a t-shirt would. Or what about a figurine that shows Joe Biden using the men's room? Well, you take a look at, that's just disgusting.
Yes.
Taking a look at a photo of Donald Trump and, is that Joe Biden? I really thought that might have been Mike Pence for a little bit. It's kind of hard to tell. But literally, folks, I'm glad that this is radio and not video, because this really is kind of disgusting. This is literally
a
figurine of Donald Trump on the left using the boys' room, doing a number two, and Joe Biden pointing his finger at Donald Trump, probably saying, would you shut up, man, as he uses a little boys' room. That really, I mean, although it's funny, it's really kind of disgusting. If you choose to get that for somebody, I would say make sure that he or she is open-minded and doesn't have a weak stomach. We also have, as I mentioned, the Trump gator statue. It is, you know how Donald Trump likes to wear the white shirt, the red tie, and the blue blazer.
Right.
So this is a gator, alligator, I guess it could be a crocodile, wearing a Make America Great Again red cap with the Donald Trump orangey, I'm not sure what color his hair is. It's kind of orange hair. He's smiling. He's got his hands or his claws out, wearing the blue blazer, the white dress shirt, and the red tie. Now, this one is better. And sure enough, what do you think the logo is? It's Make America Gate Again. So this one I like. And again, that first one where they're going to the bathroom, that was really kind of disgusting. Now, we have this one. Now, this is a mask. So you could actually wear this anytime. If you get into an Uber and the driver insists that you put a mask on, put this one on. That'll make him or her happy. It is a Trump This Is Huge face mask. Essentially, you know how Donald Trump kind of purses his lips, you know, when he talks?
Yes.
So this shows his pursed lips and his nose with the orange skin, which you put on your face. And it almost looks like it's an extension of your own face. So this one I kind of like also. Plus, it's functional because you can wear it anytime. The next one, as you can see, we're trying to hold back the giggles. This is basically a full mask, which is called the pouting Donald Trump. Again, it shows him with his lips in that pursed position because for some reason his lips are like that when he talks. I don't know why, but that's how he talks. The author of the article said it looks a little like Alec Baldwin. Do you see a little Alec Baldwin there, Patrick? I think a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know, it's got Donald Trump and his orange hair and his big eyebrows and his beady eyes and his pursed lips. So there is definitely a Donald component of that. Now, this next one is smiling Joe Biden.
Doesn't look like much of a smile.
Yeah, it's basically it looks more like Creepy Joe than Sleepy Joe. He's got these big teeth like Dracula. Yeah. It doesn't look like. Plus, he doesn't have enough wrinkles. He doesn't look old enough. So it doesn't look like Joe. Really, it looks more like Mike Pence. But I think if it had a fly on its hair, it would be more like Mike Pence.
Candles.
If you think this year's election stinks, maybe you need to light a scented candle to clear out the room. These presidential-themed candles each have a scent inspired by the candidate. The Biden candle supposedly smells like his favorite orange-flavored sports drink, while the Trump candle reportedly has a suntan lotion and steak scent and a tuft of hair, so you know it's legitimate. So you see this candle in like a tuna can with this yellow-orange hair that's on the cap, and it smells like suntan lotion and steak. And the Joe Biden candle smells like, I guess, Gatorade or whatever his favorite sports drink is, with a picture of smiling Joe on the cap.
I wonder what it would smell like if you mixed the two together.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? We'll have to save that for our next show. And continuing in the bathroom theme, there are a lot of bathroom-themed items here. Thankfully, the disgusting one, we're well past that, because that was just gross. But you want to show off all the toilet paper that you've been hoarding. Back in March when people went and they bought like 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. This one here is a picture of Donald Trump with his mouth open. It says, come and take it. And it has him holding 9 rolls of toilet paper. So I kind of like this one because it is functional, just like the mask. Everybody needs a place to store toilet paper. And what better place to store it than this holder featuring the drawing of Mr. Donald J. Trump. Remember, Patrick, you and I went to Costco earlier this year, and you said you needed some bathroom tissue. And I said, Costco's got lots of it, and it's cheap. And you bought, like, and you and I had to carry it out together because it was so big. One of these, like, 48-roll cartons of toilet paper. Now, how long did that last? You said it lasted, like, 2 or 3 months, right?
Yes.
So, do you advocate buying toilet paper in bulk, or you think people need to ration toilet paper and not kind of hog every toilet paper store out there?
Probably buying in bulk would be better.
So you just kind of buy it, get it over with, and not have to worry about it.
Yes.
Okay. The next presidential memorabilia gag gift is the Donald Trump inflated ego. What do you think about this one? It's like a big balloon with, of course, the red tie and, of course, a diaper. And it's a big Donald Trump blow-up doll with the orange hair and the smile. And he's holding a little American flag. It's a little hole where you can put your head through. And it's like a big blow-up balloon of Donald Trump.
No, so, it's ugly.
You think it's ugly?
Yes.
Okay. Worried about social distancing? Don't be. People are sure to stay more than 6 feet away from you. So we do give equal time to both candidates. We have the Sleepy Joe metal art. It's a metal art piece, basically with Joe Biden kind of dozing off, wearing a suit and tie, and it says Sleepy Joe 2020. So not quite as interesting as a Donald Trump one, but it has its moments. I don't really understand this one, so let's skip to the next one. This is called Impeach Vodka. Make vodka great again. Now, Donald Trump's hair, it is kind of peach-colored. In fact, he kind of looks like a peach with hair because his skin is kind of a peachy color. So this is peach-flavored vodka. It's called Impeach Vodka. Make vodka great again. Now, you're not much of a drinker, Patrick, but if you were a drinker, wouldn't this be a good gift? Because it's like Impeach Vodka, but it's got a picture of Donald Trump and his hair on the label. So that might be a good gift.
Yeah, for someone that drinks, yeah.
Because I was kind of thinking, what am I going to get you for the holidays? What are these gifts, you know, I might end up getting you? Because I think some of these you would find very entertaining. Dogged by confusion over which candidate to vote for. Maybe let your dog decide for you. Put these Trump and Biden dog toys in front of Fido and see which one becomes a favorite. So basically you have this dog toy. One's Donald Trump, of course, he's wearing his blue blazer, red tie, white shirt. That's all he ever seems to wear. Of course, it is red, white, and blue, so I guess it's pretty cool. With his orange hair. And you got Joe Biden with his white hair, his blue tie, and of course a big smile. The idea is to present both of them to your dog and see which one your dog prefers.
Or choose up first, maybe?
Yeah, so that would be kind of interesting. We also have Biden and Trump-themed doorbell cameras. Want to make every delivery driver know where you stand. This electronic doorbell features removable placards featuring your candidate of choice. The removable part is key, as anyone who can't get their Kerry Edwards or Bush Quail bumper sticker off the back of their car can attest. So basically, you can pick a blue doorbell that says Biden-Harris with their logo, or a red doorbell with Trump and Pence. Ah, footwear. Biden and Trump socks. That would be a good one. Why promote your candidate of choice with regular old signs and banners when you can wear these Biden and Trump-themed socks? It's a great way to sock it to your opponents. And you can see on the socks, they have sort of corrupted the actual names of the candidates. We're not going to mention the other one of them because it's something you probably shouldn't say on the air. But the red socks are a picture of an elephant with this big trunk and the orange hair. And it says, vote for Trunk. So those are kind of cool. Ride with Trump window sticker. So essentially, this is a, you know, you've seen these window stickers that say baby on board, etc. This is a silhouette of Donald Trump with a smile and a smirk. And of course, his red tie, his blue sport jacket, his white shirt that you can kind of put in your passenger window. Kind of look like, you know, remember when Donald Trump was waving after he was finished with his COVID treatment? This is kind of like that, where you have Donald Trump, his silhouette, in the side of your car. So that might be kind of fun. Trump and Putin finger puppets. Now, there's been rumors that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are kind of like best buddies. Who knows? But there's been plenty of jokes about it. Have you had trouble convincing Trump supporters about the strange way he seems to worship Russian President Vladimir Putin? Maybe they just need visuals. These finger puppets could help illustrate how Trump is thumbing his nose in American diplomacy. So you have a picture, you have a finger puppet of Donald Trump, again, with his blue blazer, red tie, white shirt, his mouth kind of open like it tends to be, and the orange hair. And Putin, without a shirt, and his blue eyes, wide lips, and his hair. So that could be kind of interesting also. So here's some, you know, possible That's kind of disgusting, this one here. The Trump typo coffee mug. It is a coffee mug with a drawing of Donald Trump. They're kind of obsessed with bathrooms, I think. Basically doing a number two. And a gold toilet. Remember, Donald Trump has a gold toilet. He's tweeting on his iPhone. And he's got coffee spelled COVFEEF, COVFEFE, Council, COUNCEL, and smocking gun. So it's kind of a dictionary of it is a dictionary of Trump and his misspellings. Last but not least, here is a photo of a pretty lady. The problem with the pretty lady is she is wearing pajama pants that have the Republican elephant on them, but her T-shirt says "Dump Trump," and there's a drawing of Donald Trump with his pursed lips and his orange hair going down his gold-plated toilet. So that might be it, Patrick. I think I have found the Christmas present for you, the Dump Trump pajama tops. Now, if I were to buy these for you for Christmas, would you wear them with pride?
Yeah, I might.
Right? What do you think about the Halloween costume where you look like your cat, but your cat looks like you? Would you and your cat go trick-or-treating in Whitehall wearing that outfit?
No, probably my mom might wear it, though.
You think your mom might wear it?
Yeah, I think she would.
What's kind of interesting, Pat, is your mom's name is Pat. So how do people tell you apart? If somebody calls asking for Pat, what do you do?
Give it to my mom first.
Okay.
Usually they call me Patrick, usually.
Right. But I mean, you could go by Pat. So if somebody asks for Pat, you kind of have to ask. Because you've seen people, like the son is like the same name as the father. But usually they're calling for the father because the father's an adult. But you and your mom are both adults. So if somebody calls asking for Pat, you never really don't know.
No, not really.
Is that kind of fun or is it kind of annoying after a while?
Sometimes it gets annoying after a while.
Okay. I just didn't know because I've never seen a case where the mom and the son have the same or a very similar name, which is, I thought that was kind of interesting. So, you know, but as I say, people that don't have an interesting story or anecdote, really, they're not that exciting. But we like to have people that have little stories they can tell and just makes life a little bit more interesting. So we went over some Halloween costumes and some politically themed Christmas presents. We're getting ready to wrap up the program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break and the Adam the Computer Guy program at the ANP. Here's a story which you might have seen this one, Patrick. There were these parrots, African gray parrots. We talked about swear words and things you aren't supposed to say on the radio. But a British wildlife park has removed five African gray parrots from public view because of the parrots' foul language. During their time together, the birds shared the ability to curse up a storm, according to the park's CEO, Steve Nichols. He told CNN that he gets called a fat, then a word we can't say on the air, every time I walk past them. He did say that potty-mouthed parrots aren't uncommon in his line of work. For the last 25 years, we have always taken in parrots that have sometimes had a bit of blue language, and we have really got used to that. Every now and then you'll get one that swears, and it's always funny. We always find it very comical when they do swear at you. But just by coincidence, we took in five in the same week, and because they were all quarantined together, it meant that one room was just full of swearing birds. Now, that would be kind of embarrassing, Patrick, because you take your kids to the zoo, you think it's kind of a wildlife park, you think it's a family-oriented establishment, and you start walking past the birds, you realize how, because parrots are beautiful, you realize how beautiful they are, and suddenly they call you something which you wouldn't call your worst enemy.
Right.
That would be kind of embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
If you got a parrot, you know, if you, you know, maybe to keep the cat company, would you teach your parrot to say dirty words, or would you be careful not to swear when you were around the parrot, because next time you walk in, the parrot might call you something mean?
I'd probably be careful not to swear.
So you'd be careful. No four-letter words around the parrot.
Right.
But maybe you'd have a foul-mouthed guest or somebody who would, for some reason, start using words that the parrot might be adapting. So I guess that's the risk you take, because people underestimate how smart parrots, they are very smart. A lot of birds aren't smart, but parrots, the parrots macaws, they are. And they learn patterns. They watch what humans do. And they listen to humans. And you got to be careful. You've probably seen this on TV and on the movies. Sometimes these birds do say these funny things. So you really have to watch what you say around them, because they might surprise you with their intelligence. Speaking of intelligence, or the lack of intelligence, we certainly hope you fine folks have enjoyed today's program. Again, mid-morning coffee break and the Adam the Computer Guy program at the ANP. My microphone mate, brother in broadcasting, was Patrick Maruniak. We have him on periodically, a former member of the WNCI Morning Zoo. Any parting words, Patrick, before we close out today's program?
No, but I had a good time.
Had a good time. Is it always fun being on the air with me, because you never quite know what I'm going to talk about, right? Isn't that part of the fun?
Yes, it is.
You report for duty here at the old station. You sit in front of your microphone. Never quite know. Am I going to ask you some weird question? Am I going to go over some weird news stories? Am I going to show you some disgusting pictures like we were looking at earlier? Or are we just going to sit here and giggle and make fun of each other? I think we kind of did a little bit of both.
And yes.
That's what's so good about the program. We do invite you folks to listen to all the great radio on this station. The Interviewer to the Stars, Scott Spears, is on live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday between 8:13 a.m. and 11, as he talks to celebrities, important politicians from the area, and takes your phone calls. In fact, you probably know I call the show from time to time. Sometimes he plays trivia or Family Feud. I especially enjoy Family Feud. That's always a good time. We have Glenn Coble, who is on with Scott between 10 and 12, Wednesday, Thursday, and sometimes on Friday. He's also on twice a week with his own show, including Swap Shop and Political Commentary. We have the lovely Linda Sims, who's on twice a week. Mike Wilson, who's on Monday, talks to important people from the Marion, Mount Gilead, Mid-Ohio area. And last but not least, Scott Spears is on Friday evening, 8:13 p.m. until 10, with Friday Night Live. You really can't beat the content, the variety, and the surprises on this radio station. If you'd like to email me, I am just like Melania and Hillary. I have a private email server, which is curated by myself for the radio station, so you know that the email will be very functional. We don't delete any messages. We read every single one of them. Adam at WWGH1071.com. And if you do forget to listen to one of your favorite programs, that's okay. We will forgive you. Just go to our website to listen on demand, WWGH1071.com.
Do you ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? Did my server serve me? Your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam. Do you find it a waste of time because you cannot get online? Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online to AdamTheComputerGuy.com. There's a click of the button.